soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 30th, 2015. Ministry addresses needs. And ministry serves the Lord. Ministry relays and serves people. But it's always to honor God, to be faithful to His Word, to minister the Word accurately and spiritually accurately. That all things, whether we do it in word or deed, is all done to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. And I know there's a need right now to talk about false prophets. False prophets. And false watchmen. A watchman is one that watches and looks down the line, looks down the horizon, and makes warning to the people. There was, in different nations, they would set watchmen on the city while people were sleeping to be on guard, to watch for the enemy approaching or other dangers. But the Lord has set men as watchmen, and they're generally prophets who are going to be speaking from the Lord as a spokesman from the Lord. And we need to talk about what a watchman is, what a watchman is not, what a prophet is, what a prophet is not. Why? Because there's many scriptures in the New Testament, particularly, that tell us that there's going to be many false prophets. That's right. Jesus himself told us, take heed, beware, there's false prophets coming. And even Peter and Paul and the apostles of the Lord, they actually met them, saw them in action. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Now, we're not under the law of Moses, but I'm going to read from Deuteronomy 18. We're not under the law of Moses, but the law is good if we use it rightfully. We learn from reading the teachings, but we're not under the law where you're executed if you violate the law. But we're going to be receiving instruction from the Lord, and we'll see how it dovetails and parallels with the New Testament. In Deuteronomy 18:9, when you are come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. Now, is that scriptural for today? Of course. If you're walking with the Lord and you're going forth in the name of Jesus, whatever you do in word or deed, as we said, we're doing it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to live uprightly. We're not going to learn to do abominations like the nations. We're not going to follow sin. We're not going to follow the traditions of man. We're going to follow the Lord. So that's very scriptural. There shall not be found among you any that makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or is an observer of times, astrology, or an enchanter, or a witch. Well, we know in the New Testament that we're not to be part of sorcery or witchcraft. Or a charmer, it says in verse 11. Or a consulter with familiar spirits. Or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God does drive them out from before you. So the Lord was telling through Moses that the children of God are not to walk as the nations that are completely given over to wicked mystical practices of the occult. Satanic, demonic powers are real. And we're not to be participant. We're not to divine. We're not to be into astrology. We're not to be worshiping the creation and attributing power to the orbits of the stars, of the planets, of the moon. We're not to be a witch or a wizard. We're not to be speaking to the dead. We're not to be channeling spirits. All that do these things are an abomination. It's absolutely detestable before the Lord. And if you hear this and are convicted, if you ask God to forgive you and you confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. We still have time in this age before it winds up. The next verse says, you shall be perfect with the Lord your God. Now that's interesting. That's something Jesus said. He said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. How are we perfect? How are we mature? How are we complete? It's always through Jesus. Jesus is perfect. And we're to be crucified. And we're to be buried with him. But raised anew in newness of life through the Spirit of God. This is in Romans 16. And many new scriptures in the New Testament talk about putting on the new man. Walking in righteousness. That in walking in the works that are created by God. This is how he's pleased, as we walk with the Lord. For these nations which you shall possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so. Now listen, the Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me, Moses said, unto him shall you hearken. And by the way, this text is quoted in the book of Acts, referring to Jesus. Jesus is the one that Moses was speaking of. But the Father said through Moses that he was going to raise up a prophet. And this is what the early part of the book of Hebrews tells us, that God has now spoken to us through his Son. There's more here in Deuteronomy 18. For these nations which you shall possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken, according to all that you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. That's Jesus. That's exactly what Jesus said of his Father, that the Father had taught him what to speak, and that he spoke from the Father, and spoke exactly what the Father told him to say. And it shall come to pass that whoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Now, isn't that interesting? How many times we've been saying that we are all under command to hear the voice of the Lord. My sheep know my voice. We are absolutely must hear the Lord speak to us. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But by faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of the Lord. To have faith, you've got to hear, and you've got to hearken. And Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, verse 23 and following, that you must take heed to what you hear. For with the same measure you give, it shall be given unto you. So, we also know that Jesus said, I will send prophets and scribes and wise ones. And the Lord has and does send ministries that speak in his name. And they're sent by the Lord. They're authorized by the Lord. And they speak absolutely faithfully the word of God. There's no chaff. There's no self-will. They're not making merchandise of God's holy word. Praise the Lord. Now, let's listen to this next portion of what this text says in Deuteronomy 18:20 and following. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing follows not, nor comes to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him, or you shall not revere him. You shall not give them respect. Do you hear this? This is very, very important. And now, in the New Testament, we would hear John say, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, see whether they're of God. We know that what God speaks is true and always comes to pass. Now, that's right now we have the teaching of a false prophet. Now, let's read from Ezekiel chapter 13. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. In other words, it's all their imagination. They're speaking out of their own mind. They're speaking out of their own heart. They're just whooping it up. And it's no truth to it, no reality. O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither have made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, The Lord saith, and the Lord has not sent them. See, there's another point. They're not only speaking things that they imagine from their mind and their heart, but it's divination, and it doesn't come to pass, and God did not send them. They have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. You hear that? That's how false prophets work. They form alliances, they have networks, they have websites, and they confirm each other's false word. They have titillating words and prophecies, smooth sayings. They have gestures, common phrases, buzzwords, lingo. And then because people hear the same words, they think it's the Lord. And because they're not listening to the Lord and seeking the Lord, they attribute respect to the false prophets. That's how it works. Have you not seen a vain vision? Have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord says, albeit I have not spoken. Have you ever had someone put words in your mouth? Have you ever had someone twist what you say? And you're just a person, a human. This is God. We're not to speak and attribute words to God. When a false prophet does that, it shows how minimal they respect the Lord. They do not regard God. And that is just unbelievable. Who would do that? Lie in God's name. Say something that say he said when he never said it. It's very disrespectful. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I'm against you, says the Lord God, and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people. Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. This is called whitewashing. When you have cracks and holes in the wall, but you smooth it over and give it a little glossy appearance. This is the way false prophets, instead of speaking the truth in the name of the Lord and reproving iniquity, they whitewash it. They put a little fancy cover and a blessing over it. Whether we're talking about an institution or a people or a situation, this is what they do. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and you, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall tear it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, Where is the daubing wherewith you had daubed it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will even tear it with a stormy wind in my fury, that there should be an overflowing shower in my anger and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So how does God feel about whitewashing? We're looking at false prophets today, watchmen that are not watchmen from the Lord. How do we know that? Let's read it. It says in Ezekiel 3, verse 17, and Ezekiel 33, 7, God outlines what his watchman is. Listen, son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Okay? What do we learn? God makes a watchman. A watchman is created by the Lord. I have made you to be a watchman. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth. So the watchman hears the word from God's mouth. They've heard from the Lord. And give them warning from me. So a true watchman from the Lord has heard the Lord. And guess what? It always comes to pass. Always comes to pass. Always comes to pass. We're learning a lot by reading the scripture because there's false prophets. Jeremiah 14:13 and following. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, You shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and a divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart. Do you see how all these texts come together and agree perfectly? Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, Sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. The false prophets are always glitzy, glossy, saying there's peace when there's judgment. They're liars. They bring a false comfort. They do not deal with unrighteousness. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour the wickedness upon them. See, God was bringing judgment, and God would send true prophets to warn the people so they could repent, so they wouldn't have to endure judgment. But no, the false prophets whitewash with untempered mortar, and then God sends judgment upon the false prophet and the ones that believe the false prophet. This is something that you need to take heed because Jesus himself has warned there will be many false prophets and false Christs and false apostles, and they shall show mighty signs that shall deceive even the very elect if it were possible. Let's continue to read from Jeremiah 23, verse 9 and following. But the false prophets. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord, because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth, and pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house I found their wickedness, says the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, says the Lord. Now remember, what Jesus talked about is about the thieves and the robbers that do not go by way of the door, which is Jesus. That's in John 10. He also spoke of the blind guides that lead the blind and they stumble and fall into the ditch. So we're talking spiritually of the same exact thing. Which is called to be God's house or an assembly of people is corrupted and the land is full of adultery and abomination and it has its effect on the very land itself and the earth with drought and other judgments too. Also, I've seen falling the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people, Israel, to err. I've seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. See? They whitewash. They encourage people to walk in sin. They don't stand for the standard of the Lord. They don't care about people. They don't care about God. And they let people go into destruction. Now, that's not the the way of a true prophet of the Lord. They are all of them as unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall, for the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. The false prophets have an effect, and it spreads. Thus says the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. And you notice, the Lord says, do not listen to them. Do not respect them. Do not have regard to them, because they're liars. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord? And who's perceived and heard his word? Well, the true watchmen have, the true servants of the Lord have, the true followers of Jesus have, the true disciples have. Who's marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they have prophesied. They presume to speak in the name of the Lord. The imagination of their mind, and through divination and a wicked imagination, they speak, and they have an effect that spreads. This is how serious this is, ladies and gentlemen. But if they had stood in my counsel, says the Lord, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Now we know the mark of a true prophet, a true watchman, a true disciple, a true friend of God. I've heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. You see, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going over the warnings of the false prophets, the false watchmen, that lie, and they look to deceive you, that you would forget the Lord. And they want to entertain you with dreams and spooky stories. These are from the words of Jesus, Matthew 24:11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They act like they're a true believer. They shapeshift. They change their appearance. They'll look a certain way, but they cannot change what they are by nature. They are a wolf. Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. 2 Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily, secretly, shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the warnings of the Lord, because you shall consider it perfectly in the latter times. Consider the wrath, the anger of the Lord against those that misrepresent him, that don't call people to holiness, to turn from their wicked ways, that they could avoid the judgment of the Lord. There are false prophets speaking vanity out of their mind. And they brush untempered mortars and cover over the wickedness and the lies and the true state of a broken wall. Ladies and gentlemen, love the truth. Come to the Lord. Hear the word at his mouth. Honor the Lord and never, never, never misspeak in his holy name and attribute words of your own imagination to God. Fear the Lord. Honor the Lord. Hold to the Lord. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. To the Point Report with Trevor Davis on September 30th, 2015. We saw the Dow Jones today have an up day, up 235 points. For a historically down day, we had a good day on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And CBS reports today that a man's legs burst open following a flesh-eating spider bite that he received on an airliner. A man's leg burst open after he was bitten by a venomous spider, requiring three operations and a skin graft. Jonathan Hogg says his leg resembled something from a horror film, quote, after a brown spider attacked him, as reported by Sky News. Doctors say the venom began eating away at the 40-year-old's skin flesh within hours, that he could have lost his leg if it had been left untreated. The pain was like nothing I've seen or through my whole life. By the time I got to the hospital, my leg was bursting open. There was pus. It was black, Hogg told Sky News. Hogg believes that the bite happened while he was traveling from Doha to South Africa on a Qatar Airways flight. He's taken legal action against the airline, claiming it has refused to take responsibility for the incident. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is Trevor Davis with RealtyReportNetwork.com. I am sponsoring this broadcast from my real estate services in California, Wyoming, and Montana. You can go to RealtyReportNetwork.com, and I have a host of domains serving all the different regions that and markets of real estate. And because I have a very unique background in commodities and foreign exchange, I am giving warning and issuing care and how to manage risk. We cannot control the things that come, but we can, with wisdom and skill, manage the risk. For what the there's some things that we can see coming, and there's many things that we cannot even perceive that are coming. So it's very important. So go to RealtyReportNetwork.com. Let me know. Send an email. Let me know you can hear this broadcast. Right now, I'm not really sure how many people are able to pick up this frequency that at the time slot that I'm broadcasting across North America. You can contact me at 866-536-4605. And to send me an email stating that you can hear this broadcast and let me know your time zone, it's Trevor at BozemanRealtyReport.com. Trevor at BozemanRealtyReport.com. Let me know you can hear the broadcast. Let me know where you're hearing it and how the frequency is coming in. I certainly appreciate it. And it's 866-536-4605. And please do go to Google, type in YouTube. Issued warning Trevor. Issued warning Trevor. And also look for YouTube. Global Economic Avalanche, Trevor. These are there for your help. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.